Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Maroney, am I okay? Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the grind. 28 degrees, clear skies. Great to be with you at 620. And we're coming off that holiday week for us.
How much did you eat? Did you eat a lot?
Okay, so I've gained a couple pounds. I went to the gym yesterday because I was the holiday.
You're like, I got to get back on track.
The holiday pounds are on, so I probably gained 3 pounds since that. And it was great holiday week, but not from a food standpoint.
I know. I'm happy to say that I maintained. I'm good.
Good for you.
I'm all right.
So you did. So we had honey baked ham. Yeah. We had the whole gauntlet. It was delicious.
Yeah.
And I have no regrets on it because that's what you do is you get back up on the horse. And it was a great holiday week. And, yesterday, they've had a lot of football on. So I've been watching a lot of football. And so, of course, when you're watching football, you got nachos, you got, chips and different dips and all that fun.
My poor husband, his Packers lost.
I know.
Again.
Yeah, what a game.
On.
I know. I saw that. I was like, I was thinking about Jeff, too. I was like, Jeff is very upset right now as I watched that game yesterday.
Can I just ask, though, what's the scoop with it being on different networks and all that?
Because all the rights have changed to where, Amazon's got some, Netflix has got that. I mean, it really... Talk about the world changing where it used to be, it's just on network TV. And like, no, these companies are paying big money.
It's ridiculous.
But they're paying big money to get those games.
So there I was trying to get it on Peacock and they're like, nope, you got to up your, up your package.
Yep, you do. Yes, all those different
things. And it was like $11 a month. And I'm like, am I ever going to watch Peacock again?
Yeah.
You
get the free trial, watch your game, and then shut it off.
And then cancel it.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I did not do that.
All right. We're a Peacock household.
Are you?
Household. Yeah, so we've got it. So, I watched the game, and it was a lot of fun. And, hey, Seahawks, man, they're on a tear right now. So, congrats, man. The Hawks are going to – They're good. I'm thinking –
I mean, what's happening?
I'm thinking Denver – and the Seahawks, what a matchup.
In the final.
I think that would be one heck of a matchup. Definitely West Coast side of things, and I like that
I'm
idea.
I'm scared to go down across the hall.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to the Squatch.
Squatch will be all over you, man. He'd be like,
I'm steering clear today.
What did somebody say? If you want to distract Squatch, you just start talking Seahawks.
I know.
And he'll spend 2 to 3 hours just breaking it all down.
I remember.
For you.
I was told avoid him.
Yeah. For that. Yeah.
He'll bend your ear for a couple of hours.
Period. All right. Let's get your day started. You got Rick. You got Patty. Good morning to you. Great to be back after the vacation. And 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
George Burge, Cowboy Songs, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. It's 6:36. You got Rick, you got Patty. And it is time, of course, for some Nashville news. What's going on in Nashville?
Let's get into it. It was George Burge who said in his early years, playing for tiny crowds is what made him hungry for success. He said, I did 10 to 15 years in a van and a trailer riding across this beautiful country of ours to play for 5 people. He says 4 of them were the bartenders.
Of course.
Look at him now, right? Look at him now. Meanwhile, Bailey Zimmerman, man, I need a son like Bailey Zimmerman. He gave his mom a very memorable Christmas last week in a video that he posted to Instagram. Bailey surprised his mama with a new house. He captioned the post with Merry Christmas to the best mama in the whole world. Then in a second video, he announced he also got his mama a brand new Escalade that was in the drawer. I was like, what?
That's a Christmas.
Yeah, he later thanked his fans for their support, saying, without y'all, I wouldn't be able to do things like this for my family. And finally, you're a fan of Neil McCoy, right?
I love Neil, yeah.
You see him every day doing the Pledge of Allegiance?
He does,
so
yes.
So he is partnering with Allied Flag as part of the lead up to the 10th anniversary of his daily Pledge of Allegiance recitals on Facebook. Allied Flags is the manufacturer of 100% of American-made flags, and they'll be producing the limited edition flags boxed in a custom design package that features McCoy's name and likeness. In a press release, Neil said that he started saying the Pledge of Allegiance on Facebook over 9 years ago, and he hasn't missed a day. The limited edition flags can be pre-ordered through the Allied Flag website and their official Neil McCoy website. They're going to be available beginning January 7th if you're interested. Those are your trending headlines.
Starting your day the right way with the KORD Morning Show. Number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
What is it about? I think that...
It's 26 degrees.
26 degrees, 27 degrees, clear
mostly
skies.
Mostly clear.
Mostly clear skies for you. I know, kind of mild around these parts, at least for us here in the Tri-Cities.
A lot colder than what it was.
It is a lot colder. It's definitely dipped out cold-wise, but higher elevations, of course, you get plenty of snow up there if you're traveling. Just be aware of that. There's a bunch of detours and different things like that because of some of the snow and some of the road construction. All of that that's going on if you're traveling. No, before you go, always check out the KORD mobile app for more details on that. Well, you know, it is that week. New Year's resolutions, yay or nay. That'll be our Facebook fun today. So do you make a New Year's
resolution? I saw that people, the number one resolution is that people want to get to the gym.
That's
they
always
work out.
I think that's always the number one is lose weight. Because
I will say there's a lot of people at the gym these days.
There is. And thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss, you and I got through the holidays. And again, they give you a roadmap. They give you a plan.
Yes, and the weight starts falling off, melting off, if you will.
It really does. And it changes your whole attitude about, weight and all that. And thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. So, yeah, that's the New Year's resolution, yay or nay. Yeah, I make resolutions. Do you resolutions?
Absolutely. I told you that was to be financially responsible.
Yeah.
I did okay. And I have to tell you, though, that I have to pay off a certain credit card because for the holidays, what did I do? I racked everything up on credit.
Of course you did when you're doing all the holiday shopping.
So my goal is to pay it off.
Kevin says nope. Pat says nope. Pat says nope.
So there's for resolutions.
For resolutions.
Wow.
So yeah. So all of them are saying nope, not happening. So
okay.
There you go.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, so most people, what do they say? Like by the first couple weeks, you've already broken the resolution.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah. So make a good one. If you're making a New Year's resolution, make a good one that you can stick to. And then pat yourself on the back if you do.
Absolutely.
It. So that'll be the Facebook fun. You can chime in on it. New Year's resolutions. Is it yay or nay? We're going to add some comments. We'll be talking about it coming up in just a little bit. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. 27 degrees, clear skies, your morning commute, 7:10. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. And got a situation, other people's problems brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Jody's got a situation going on. What's going on with Jody?
Rick, Patty, I have been planning to break up with my boyfriend since July. I just haven't gotten around to it because he's so sweet and I don't want to hurt him. I thought he'd get the hint that I wasn't into this relationship. Mm. He's proposed 3 times, and I've turned him down each time. So the last time was last July. I told him that I love being in a relationship with him, but didn't see marrying him as an option anytime in my future. I thought for sure that he'd get the hint and eventually dump me.
Wow.
Because I wanted to start a family, but it made him even more determined to win me over. He's been so good to me the last few months, and now he's asked again at Christmas. I don't want to embarrass or ruin his Christmas, so I told him that we'd discuss it after the new year. So now the clock is ticking. I don't know what to tell him because each option I have makes me feel bad for him. I do like being in a relationship with him, but I don't want to break up. But there's no way that I'm going to marry this guy. What should I do, Jody and Sunnyside?
Well, I mean, as my wife and I joke a lot about it these days, is like, you don't necessarily have to be married. I guess, you know, we're middle-aged. It's like, it's just a piece of paper. It got me thinking about Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, who have never married.
Well, they've never married, but...
But they've been together 50 years.
For many,
years.
many years.
Yeah, 50 years. Yeah, exactly. It's insane. And they just said, yeah, we have no desire to ever get married to each other. And so, I mean, but she likes being in the relationship.
I know, but like right at the top, she goes, I've been planning to break up with him since July. And then at the bottom, she goes, I don't want to break up.
She likes being in the relationship, but she doesn't want to break up because she likes all the Bennies.
Yeah.
But she's not going to marry the guy. So, but he wants to get married because as Beyonce says, put a ring on it. You know, he wants to lock this thing down. I think you let him go, Jody. I just think you do. I think the poor guy, he wants to marry. He wants to start a family. He wants to start a family. And if that's a no go for it, then you got to let the guy go and let him, take the hit.
I don't know. It sounds like he knows what he's... whatever.
He knows
what he wants, but if he's never going to get it, you got to stop leading him on.
Yeah, there you go.
But it sounds like She's if you turn him down each time that he's asked.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, get the hint, dude. you're right. I mean, come on.
Well, in my early days, Patty.
I know you didn't. You couldn't take a hint.
I couldn't take a hint, so I get it. You know, nowadays, in my old age, I can take a hint. But back when I was a kid, man, I couldn't take a hint. Nope.
Like you said, though, or like she's
in
like
the relationship.
Well, Jody says the clock is ticking.
Yeah, I mean, she's in the. But the weird thing about this is, she is in the relationship with the guy. It's it's not like she's saying, "Hey, I'm not interested in you at all."
No,
they're in a relationship.
I'm back with you with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Forever. They've been married. I mean, not married. They've been not married for.
But they've been together for many years.
Forever.
So
you can go back to the late early 80s or whatever they hooked up, and that's it. That you know. And
so Jeff and I lived together for several years before he put a ring on it.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I don't. And today, I don't think
that's not. No, a lot of people.
But it sounds like it is for him. It sounds like that's a breaking point for him. He wants to get married, start a family. So and she necessarily doesn't want those things. So, Jody, I think the best you can do for the new year is say, here's my New Year's gift to you. You're free.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Because the poor guy, he doesn't deserve it. Not to be drugged.
I like how, what do they say? If you love them, let them go.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And if they come back, then I guess it was meant to be. But if it never comes back, then it was never meant to be. All right, do our best to solve this for you, Jody. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Or you can app chat us and get online and all that. And
we got you covered.
Add to the Facebook comments right there. We're going to share some of these comments and calls on the way. It's other people's problems. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Keeping the cord plugged in at 7:24. It is your morning commute. Well, as you know, Patty, New Year's is around the corner and 2026 is almost here.
I know. You got big plans for the big holiday?
Not nothing out of the ordinary.
I don't either. Somebody, I was getting my hair done over the weekend. They're like, what are you doing for New Year's? And I'm like, I haven't really even thought. She's like, do you stay up? And I'm like, do I look that old? Like, I don't stay awake for the... You know, for the ball to drop.
Oh, my gosh. So for us, sadly, in our home, Bodie does not like fireworks.
No.
So it is a rough New Year's. Every single year, it's been a rough New Year since we had him. 3 years in a row. He does not like loud noises. And he's the first dog I've ever owned that doesn't like, you know, that it bothers.
Has an issue.
Yeah, has an issue. So for me, it's always a rough New Year's because... It's like he's going to be shaking and shit.
I get it.
We've done a lot of different things. We've done the medication. We've done the melatonin. Mm-hmm. All these different things. It doesn't work. It doesn't work on him. And
Bodie.
Yeah, poor Bodie. So it makes it for a rough New Year's for us. But we'll play some board games or whatever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you having people over?
No. You know me. I'm antisocial.
So when I lived on the East Coast, when I was in Pennsylvania, New Year's Day was always like. You have pork, sauerkraut, and pork.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was the deal.
Wow.
I don't know. Does Washington do a thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't like sauerkraut, so I'm not the guy to ask.
No, I never got into it either. I'm not a fan of sauerkraut at all.
It stinks and reeks, I know. my foster mom loves sauerkraut. She did, but she never made me eat it as a kid. No. I never had to eat sauerkraut.
But you didn't, I don't know. Is there a tradition here in
Not that I'm aware
in
of.
Washington?
If you know, let us know, because I'm not aware of it. So, but if there is, I grew up in Washington, and it's my home state.
And there's
so,
no.
Not that I'm aware of. So let me throw this out to you. The most regrettable splurge or impulse purchase you made this year.
Oh.
So let's take some calls. Let's have some fun with this.
I've been, I'll be honest. I have been shopping for your DJ.
All right. So those have been the splurges and the impulse buys?
Absolutely.
Outside of that, but nothing too crazy in terms of
I got him a new harness and I got him a new goose on the way.
Oh, he's going to love that.
New stuffed goose.
He's going to love that. All right. So if you had one of those regrettable splurges or impulse purchases you made this past year, we're going to take some calls. This will be fun. 547-KORD 547-5673. What'd you buy? What'd you splurge on? We want to know. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Before he cheats, number one for new country, it's 1027-KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Tri-Cities, 27 degrees, clear skies.
I can't believe it's only 27 degrees.
27
I can't
degrees.
Believe it.
Well, it's going to be in the 40s. So over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be in the 40s. And lows at night going to be in the 30s for you. So
that's good.
Right now, the little frosty and 27 and clear skies for you. Well, 2026 almost here, and the most regrettable splurge or impulse purchase you made this past year. Been having fun with you guys, taking calls 547-KORD, 547-5673. So,
what is it?
What'd you buy?
So this is terrible, but I can sing, but I have never played an instrument besides like a recorder in fifth grade.
Okay.
And I bought two guitars for a charity. It was for a great cause.
Yeah.
But it was like $500 worth of two guitars, and they're sitting right behind me right now as I'm talking to you.
Really?
Like, I don't play. They're autographed by, you know, famous people, but what am I going to do with these?
That's the best part.
Well, it's a nice talking piece, I suppose. Whose guitar is that?
Yeah, so back in the days, when we used to do the St. Jude Radiothon, we would get guitars and stuff, and we would raffle them off and different things like that. So I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying on those autographed guitars.
When I lived in South Bend, Indiana, not once but twice, and Styx is huge.
Of course.
Right? I mean, but every year we had a guitar autographed by Styx.
Because they would, because someone knew somebody that knew somebody.
Tommy Shaw, right? I'm like, okay, here we go again.
Here's our Styx guitar.
His name is Marco.
Yeah.
Just loves Styx. And I'm like, here comes Marco with the Styx guitar again.
Ah, here he comes.
But it was a big item.
Oh, it is a
I wouldn't mind a guitar autographed by Styx.
Yeah, it's one of those where you put them up on the walls and put them in cases and stuff that look pretty darn cool. Most regrettable splurge impulse purchase you made this past year. What do you got for us? What'd you buy?
So I have two cats, and I bought this very nice-looking wood cabinet litter box.
Oh.
The idea being that you can have your litter box in this cabinet. It looks like a nice end table. There's a little hole for the cats to sneak in and out. So bought this, and it was like $100 to put it together.
Wow.
My cats hated it.
Oh, no. Of course they did.
They were just doing their business all over this litter box in the messiest way possible. They could not stand it, and I finally had to just throw it out. Because it was such a problem.
The world's
most expensive litter box.
I love that about cats, because cats, like, they don't care. You know, they like what they like, right? So you can go get all these toys for cats, and they'll take the box. Like, there's a box.
That's right.
I'll sleep in the box.
Yep,
you
that's Peaches.
I know.
That's my kitty for you.
I know. Cats are hilarious. Love their attitude. Love the calls. Keep them coming. 547-5673. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
RD, Rick and Patty with you, keeping the cord plugged in. 27 degrees, clear skies, 7:52, your morning commute. If you got the day off, lucky you. We're looking out there on Lewis Street. We're in our brand new location, brand new studios, so really enjoying it. And I'm looking out and seeing folks going to work, commuting, and we just give a big shout out to you guys driving around and letting you know if you got to work today. Bummer! So do we. We're back.
It's that week between, you know, Christmas and the new year. What day is it?
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's one of those, it's one of those odd weeks because, of course, a lot of people were gone on the holidays last week. And then now you have a day off or maybe even 2 days off this week.
Right.
So it's always kind of a weird way to start the year.
Well, last week we were at Walker's.
And, yeah.
They had such a good sale going on.
They did. Yeah. They did. That's where
Christmas sale.
Yeah, exactly. So go by. They still probably have it going on.
Oh,
so
sure they do.
Talk to Jeff and the gang there at Walker's. So funny to tell you a quick story. We got a new bed from Walker's.
Uh-huh.
And my wife told me, she put it together yesterday, and she says, hey, by the way, I've hit my foot on this twice.
So be careful.
And then stupid me, in the middle of the night, one of the dogs wanted out, right? And I get up, and I'm groggy. And
I didn't hit it.
And then I fell. Like, I literally went down like I crashed. My wife goes, are you okay? And luckily, no bruising, no beat up.
But I
will tell you this. In my arrogance, as she was telling me that, I was like, well, I'm not going to hit it. Because I'm a dude. She hit it, but I'm not going to hit it.
Yeah.
Oh, the first thing I do when I got out of bed last night, down I went. And I know I hit harder than she ever hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just bumped her toe. Mm-hmm. I literally fell.
I get it.
So,
can I just tell you how strong my DJ is?
Yeah.
So he took off after a squirrel. We were down over in Leslie Groves Park, and there's squirrels everywhere. Man, that's a dog's paradise. All the squirrels. DJ took off after a squirrel, and in my arrogance, down I went.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, because he sees...
And then, of course, I get up, did anybody see? And, of course, this man gets out of his car. Are you okay, miss, ma'am? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
So, yeah, we were just talking about off microphone what we did for the time off. And like you said, my dog's probably got 3 or 4 times a day of playing.
Did a lot of dog walking.
Like every couple hours, yeah. Like, let's go out, let's go out. Yeah. I'm like, really? Because you're home? I mean, I watched a lot of football, but it was funny how they were like, let's go out, let's go out, let's go out.
So, I listen to DJ because usually when he wants out, he's got to do something. He's got some business to do. Not the case all the time. He just wants to walk. Yeah, he wants to play. Throw that ball.
Just wants to sniff and see what else is going on in the real world there for you. All right, great music coming up for you in just seconds. Jelly Roll is next, 102.7 KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. You got Rayek, you got Patty. Right now, 27 degrees, sunshine at 8:08.
I like Nate. He's on fire.
He is on fire. We love Nate Smith a lot on this program.
How can you not?
So here we go.
What's
Do you realize that 42% of wives return their Christmas presents from their husbands?
You were just telling me.
I know.
You were just telling me. You got Megan some earrings.
This is the first time that I can recall that my wife has actually returned something after all these years. 15 years of being married, 17 years of being together. I got her a set of earrings. She just really didn't care for them. She goes, hey, can I return these? I said, yeah, of course, here's the receipt. And then at the company party, this is where I made the big bungle, was we had all these selections of stuff that we could have had. Mm-hmm. So you got the Bluetooth speaker.
I got a Bluetooth speaker. I thought it was a radio.
Yeah, you got that.
But it's still a Bluetooth speaker, and it's loud.
It's loud.
I'm very happy with mine.
Right, and so we had some selections. We had a digital frame. We had a couple other things.
Yeah,
and
the digital photo frame is kind of cool.
And I thought I should get that frame. So I opted for the big comforter set, which is really cool looking.
Yeah.
Right? And then, of course, my wife on Christmas after I gave it to her, she said, hey, do you have a receipt? Can I get another one?
Oh.
And I said, well, that was a re-gift. I go, honey, that's
like,
a re-gift.
There is no receipt for that.
So that's going to go in our guest room or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was just funny that I when I was sitting there during the party, Christmas party, I was like, I should go for that digital frame. But then there's the comforter all by itself.
Yeah.
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 And it wasn't a cheap comforter. That comforter, as you know, was a big Costco.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it was a big deal. All the gifts were quite pricey.
They were pricey, exactly.
I liked it.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I said, I shouldn't. I just had that gut. So the brand new survey says that the number one reason why women return their gifts, do you know why? It's clothes and shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, because
if it's the wrong size.
That's the number one.
Oh, yeah,
the wrong size. That's the number one.
Or if it's not quite your style.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
I get it.
It's bought the wrong size. That's why most wives return their husband's stuff, bought the wrong size.
I get it.
10% of women try to sell it. 17% of women donate it. And then 13% of women try and re-gift the unwanted holiday gifts.
I got candles again this year.
Yeah.
And
Make a great re-gift, right?
Kind of, yeah. I'm like, not really my scent. Although, when I came home one afternoon, I was like, what is that smell? And my husband had this coffee candle burning.
No, nice. One of the candles he got you, right?
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, at your household, DJ, the dog, pretty much got the goods, right? That's pretty much how.
It was a DJ Christmas. And boy, I am looking for the indestructible toy.
All right. If you can find, there is no toy. When it's all lies. Because our dogs will just shred stuff. Yeah, there's no, I've never come across it. Even a Kong, my dogs will destroy.
I know.
When they say it's indestructible, y'all lies.
Exactly. I did see, though, that Bostons are known. They like buckets for whatever reason. And they like to dig. They're diggers. Now, your dogs are diggers, too,
right? I've got a couple diggers, So maybe some buckets and some, place to put the dirt.
I don't know. I'm getting him a bucket, though. I'm going to watch him. Like, he just goes around and around in circle. I saw, on one of the Boston Terrier groups. I was like, I'll try a bucket.
Hey, some of the best gifts are the cheapest, right?
I know.
As we get ready for the new year, let's talk about this. The fact is, what's the number one resolution? You already know what it is.
Well, it's losing weight.
It is losing weight. And we have got the secret. We can help you out. If you got through the holidays and now you're looking to the new year and like, you know what? I want to slim down a little bit. Guess what? We got a solution for you. Patty and I both did it.
We do. It's Tri-Cities Weight Loss. I'm coming up on 60 pounds. And thank you. I have to admit that I'm digging it when people are asking, hey, what are you doing? What's happening? It's Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
You look look amazing. I lost 20 pounds in 6 weeks, and they're right, 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two, and they give you a free private weight consultation. And how do they do it, Patty?
They do. You need to give them a call. It's 509-410-0670. If you want to get online, it's tricitiesweightloss.com. Do some research. They give you the map. The weight starts melting off.
I love it. No exercise, no counting carbs or calories, none of that. No surgery, no drugs, no injections. They got you covered. And as you're starting the new year, hey, we're on the plan. We're with you together.
That's right. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I, without the prepackaged meals and none of the exercise, give Tri-Cities Weight Loss a call at 509-410-0670.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
K-O-R-D, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning, 822, your morning commute, 27 degrees, sunshine for you, Tri-Cities. Always great to be riding shotgun with you. All right, other people's problems. Jody in Sunnyside, man, already the comments, they don't like you, Jody. So what's going on with Jody?
She writes, Rick and Patty, I've been planning to break up with my boyfriend ever since July. I just haven't gotten around to it because he's really sweet and I don't want to hurt him. I thought I would that he'd get the hint, though, that I wasn't into this relationship. He's proposed 3 times. I've turned him down all 3. So the last time was in July. I told him that while I love being in a relationship with him, I just don't see marrying him as an option anytime in the future. He's been so good to me the last few months. Now he's asked me again at Christmas. I didn't want to embarrass or ruin his Christmas, so I told him that we'd be discussing it after the new year. Well, now the clock is ticking. I don't know what to tell him because each option I have makes me feel bad for him, but I do like being in a relationship with him, and I don't want to break up, but there's no way that I'm going to marry this guy. What would you do if you were me? Jody in Sunnyside.
This is it's a crazy situation. You like being in the relationship. You like the guy. You don't want to break up, but yet you're going to say, well, I'm not going to marry him. Not going to marry him. What's wrong with people sometimes? All right, so people are chiming in on this. What are people saying?
Look, Pat says, do him a favor. Break up. He deserves someone better.
Yeah, I like Marissa. On New Year's, don't only tell him the truth. Also tell him you need to break up so he can find someone who feels the same way about him as he feels about you and has the same life goals. And that's Marissa. Thanks, Marissa.
Stephanie says, grow a pair. Do it. Don't ruin him for someone else.
Ujkoff says, Jody is a witch.
Patty Matthew says, you're an awful person.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathy says, you're the worst person ever. You're hurting that poor guy.
I'm one of those people that, you know, if I know the parameters of a relationship, then it's my decision to make that. You know what I'm saying? So if I decide, like, let's say we're Kurt Russell and we're Goldie Hawn, who've never gotten married. They've been together 50 plus years, right? Never gotten married. And they both agreed.
Yeah.
They don't want to get married to each other.
I get that.
So, but they know what, each of them knows where they stand.
Yes.
This situation, Jody, is the poor guy doesn't even know where he stands.
Yeah, he does. She turned him down 3 times.
Well, wouldn't that be your hint?
Wouldn't you think?
Do you think, Patty, if Jeff had asked you 3 times, do you think he'd come around for a 4th?
I don't think so. No. First off, you have to know, Jeff would have been Kurt Russell. We could be Kurt and Goldie.
Oh, yeah. He would have had no problem with that.
Absolutely not.
You're a financial liability to him.
I had to say, hey, man, we're going to Vegas.
We
got married by an Elvis impersonator. So.
Yeah, you're like, you're locking this down, Jeff.
I'm the one who had to put a ring on it.
I know, exactly. I was thinking, yeah, because all he can see is dollar signs, how much you cost him, basically. No, I'm just kidding, but it's true, right? It is true.
Listen.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
How much should you pay for that?
right. I hear you.
Nope.
Well, 100% Jody says, hey, you're an awful person. Jody,
everybody says,
break up with the guy, you know.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it.
You know what? I think you like the comforts of a relationship, you know, and the advantages of the relationship, but you really don't want the relationship.
Well, you don't want everything that comes with it.
No, exactly. And that's part of the...
part of the deal. They say, till death do us part,
you take
right?
the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. You take the good and the bad, and then it's what level are you willing to accept of those different things.
Right.
All right, so 547-KORD, 547-5673. You can still chat... chime in on the Facebook. Let us know. Use the app chat. What would you do in the situation? All of us are saying, no way, Jody. Break up with him, as Old Dominion would say.
Get it done.
All right. What do you guys think? Let us know. Other people's problems. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.